how much food would you say that you've distributed now?
We're at about 21 tons, so we're moving along. We're getting more involved in Cecil County and Howard County, so we're reaching further, more consistently. We're really starting to work a lot more with homeless people, too. So it's a heartbreaker, but we're happy that we're able to help them in any way that we can. So, yeah, the homeless population seems to have found us, which is great. We did implement the homeless hotline, so anybody who's homeless and has a need can just give us a call and, you know, share the details with us, and then we'll try to dispatch volunteers quickly to get them food and leashes and collars, whatever they need. If you're not homeless, we ask that you go online and fill out the request form, but usually homeless people have very limited access to the Internet or none at all. So we established the homeless hotline so that they could just call. Because I do find that homeless people do have access to telephones, and some of them even have cell phones, or they know somebody with a cell phone. So they can just call, leave a message, and we'll get back to them or whoever they designate that we can contact on their behalf.
Now, through this new hotline, have you had any homeless people reach out to you yet or any stories?
Yes, thanks to the interview on WBAL with Ava Marie last week. We had a homeless man in Cecil County and a homeless lady in Baltimore County reach out to us through that. So we picked up two new people just by being on TV.